Welcome to Wisdom Unleashed. It's your host, Christian McCray Stewart, and today we're going to be discussing searching out the truth. Good day, everyone. Good day, good day. Welcome on, welcome on. Today's topic, we're going to be discussing to search out the truth. And why are we having this discussion? We live in an age of technology and social media, and a lot of people get their information, whether it's from X, formerly known as Twitter, whether it's on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all these different avenues, if you will. And the thing is, sometimes what is presented may not always be interpreted correctly. Someone can take some facts and be able to present it in a way that fits their position, that fits the narrative, that fits what they're trying to put forth to other individuals. We have a responsibility to go and search out the truth. We have a responsibility to go and search out the facts. We are more than capable to analyze information. We are able to obtain information, be able to analyze it, be able to extrapolate, and then be able to form an independent opinion regarding an issue, a topic, a situation, a circumstance, whatever it may be. What we cannot do in these times is just allow information to be fed to us and then we take it as truth. We can't allow information to be fed to us and it plays on our emotions, it plays on our feelings. And as you all know, here on Wisdom Unleashed, we're taking God's word and applying it to the day-to-day of life, right? So that we function in wisdom. So we're not easily misled. So we're not allowing others to dictate how we show up, how we think, how we respond. So with that being said, our focus scripture for today is going to be Acts 17:11. And the NLT says, "And the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth." All right, so now let me point out some things, because what we do with God's word is we're able to find things, tools, skills, concepts that we can withdraw, and then we can apply them to the aspects of our daily lives. All right. So the first thing that we notice about the people of Berea is that they were open-minded. And so as we are receiving information, as we are exposed to different things, it doesn't mean that we have to automatically shut things out. Okay. We can function in a place that we're open-minded to what individuals have to share. We're open-minded to discussions. Now, there's also wisdom in there, because you don't want to be taking in any and everything. But when we're talking about in this context today, news and information that's presented, let us be open-minded. Let us be open-minded. Let us open up our ears to hear, okay? We're listening to so that we can understand. We're listening so that we can get a foundation of what is being discussed, what is being presented. But the thing that I like about the Bereans, the thing that stood out, and this is the thing that we have to train ourselves to be able to do. After they obtained the information, after they heard the message that was presented by Paul and Silas, guess what they then did? They went and searched the scriptures day after day to determine if what they had presented to them was actually true, to ascertain the truth of the matters of what was presented to them. And this is what we have to do. I see it ever so often that something is presented, whether it's a 2 minute clip, 10 minutes on TikTok, whatever it may be. Someone presents a position in their own way, in their own concept or analysis of the matter and they present it. And then other people, if you go and you read the comments and you see that they've jumped on this bandwagon, if you will, but they have never taken the time to go and review this information for themselves, to actually ascertain what has been presented, to be able to function with emotional intelligence. Like we're at a day and age now that people will play on your feelings, people will play on your emotions. And if you are not emotionally intelligent, if you are not alert, if you are not taking the initiative to say, okay, look, let me go and check on this for myself. Let me go and search this out for myself. Let me go and determine what's truth, what's facts. How do I need to navigate this situation? And so this is an area that we have to be mindful of. And I will give you a prime example, because this is kind of the thing that prompted this thought that came up, well, that the Holy Spirit had given me, that we're living in a day and age that many are going to be deceived, that many are just running with what people have presented to them. And so sometime here within the last few months, you had the NFRA, and that's going to be the National Federation of Republican Assemblies. And let me just put this disclaimer out there to the extent that it's needed. I don't put my hope and faith in the Democratic Party nor the Republican Party, okay? My hope and my faith is always in the Most High God. I'm not looking for a president to come and save me. I already have a savior. I'm already victorious. I'm already more than a conqueror. So I just want to put that out there so that as we're having this discussion, understand that I'm not taking a position on what was presented, whether it's right or wrong. But what I will do from a legal aspect is analyze it, assess it, and see what's going on. So let us jump back in it. So you had the National Federation of Republican Assemblies. They took a stance that Kamala Harris is not eligible to run for president because she's not a natural born citizen, that she's not a citizen of the United States. So consequently, she's ineligible. Now, the thing that kind of ruffled some feathers or had information presented in a way that was kind of curtailed, it had some truths in it and it had some things in there that was driving the emotions of people, is that they drew this from the Dred Scott versus Sanford Supreme Court ruling of 1857. Now, let us just say with that ruling, the Supreme Court was totally wrong. That decision was egregious. And what happened there is that it declared that enslaved individuals could not be considered U.S. citizens. Okay. Now, of course, it was later overturned due to like the 13th and the 14th Amendment, which abolished slavery and established citizen rights for, you know, all individuals who were born in the United States. But so the video I came across, what it stated is it was informing people like, oh, so you're supporting the Republican Party, right? You're supporting the right wing, individuals who don't even think that you as a Black person, as an African-American person, are even citizens. And that was the position that was taken. This is how the message was put forth to individuals, like, oh yes, you see that the NFRA, they're saying, look, Kamala Harris, she cannot be president. And they was curtailing as though they were taking the position that she could not be president or she wasn't eligible to run for president because she was Black. And it's like, well, no, your information is warped. You have twisted this to feed on the emotions, to feed on the feelings of people. Because what they were saying is that in reference in this case, do I think it, you know, that can be asinine. It probably wasn't the best thing to do. But what I wanted to do when I seen this was say, okay, take a step back. Let me not take this at face value. Let me go and do some of my own independent research. Let me go and search this thing out to see if what has been presented is actually true. And what did I find when I went and actually read it for myself? Is that the NFRA was not saying, oh, Harris isn't ineligible because she is a quote unquote black woman. However, what they were saying is that her parents were not born in the United States. And so as a result of that, if she doesn't have two U.S. citizen parents at the time of birth, then she's not a natural born citizen, which is a requirement, if you will, for those who are running for president in the United States. But as I mentioned, when it was presented, that wasn't the case because they had Dred Scott, and most people are familiar with that Supreme Court decision. Most people know what that decision was about. And so when you hear it, it's already going to begin to formulate different ideas and bring up different notions. And then also, what's going to happen? There's going to be some type of feelings and connotations and different things that come from that. So in the midst of it all, what I was concerned about, or what I think we are able to learn from this, is whether or not the NFRA is right in this, whether even their position to utilize the Dred Scott case in their argument is even wise, and not even the fact of whether or not their position is right or wrong. I'm not even going to speak on that. Their position is going to be their position. But the concern that I had is that how this was presented, it had so many people up in roars. If you would go and you would read the comments and you would kind of see the back and forth and what was being stated, but it was based on misinterpretation, misrepresentation of what the position actually was and what they were actually saying. You had people making their position all about race, and it wasn't. They never said, oh, she's not eligible because of the color of her skin or her nationality. What they were saying was that at the time of her birth, she didn't have parents who were born here on this soil. She is not a United States citizen for that basis. And they utilized that case to argue their point. One thing in the legal arena is that we will go and we will find case law that fits the position that we are trying to argue, that fits the position that we are trying to present. And what we do is we extrapolate information from that. We extrapolate the analysis in determining how the court came to their decision and being able to use that information to then argue our position before the courts in an effort to obtain the outcome that we're looking to obtain. And so here, that's what you had. Now, like I say, whether it was right or wrong or whether it was wise, that's a whole nother topic. The basis for it was that they were arguing citizenship based on the birthing place of her parents, not based on the color of her skin or her race. And I think that if we are not careful, what will happen is that things will be presented to us and we will just run with those things, and they will impact decisions we make. They will impact how we live. They will impact how we show up. They will impact significant aspects of our lives. Now, like I said, when it comes to this election, this is just an example to be placed out here. I did a few episodes ago, and we're just talking about go and evaluate the party policies. Go and look at their platforms. Go and look at what they represent, and you go from there. We should definitely be beyond a place that, you know, decisions we are making is based on the color of someone's skin. Come on now. Have we not matured? Are we definitely making better decisions? My thing is, what do you stand for? How does it impact my family and I? How does it coincide with my morals, my values, and things of that nature? But I wanted to bring this and have this discussion to say, look, y'all, there's information that will be presented in your businesses for you to make critical decisions. Go and search out the facts to see what is presented to you is true. Go out there and analyze it for yourself. Don't just be an individual that takes what is given to you as truth. Just take it at face value. Now, definitely be open-minded, be eager to listen, because there is so much you can learn. There's so much that you can obtain. But if we get to the place that we are not trying to analyze, that we don't want to, and here's the thing right here. Be willing to do the work. We live in an age where information is readily available to us at our fingertips. Why are we not going to do the research? Why are we not seeking out knowledge? Why are we not seeking out wisdom? Why do we not want to be better? Well, we're allowing everybody else to do the footwork for us. And then when we were functioning, making critical decisions off of that information, to potentially come back and be like, oh, well, that wasn't really all true. You know, because what the initial premise that was presented, yes, the NFRA did take a policy stand. The NFRA did reference the Dred Scott case. But what the NFRA did not say was that, oh, we're taking this position because we feel as though this Black individual, African-American individual, whatever you want to, you know, label it as, is ineligible to be president. No, they were focusing on citizenship. Did they utilize a terrible case, an egregious case, one that does not have the legal standing, one that has taken a stance that has now been overturned as it should have been, that had a negative impact on the lives of Black individuals, African Americans? Yes, they did. That was, you know, like I say, that's a totally another argument. But with that, now when I read it, I can go and say, okay, well, let me potentially analyze this from the position that they actually came. And like I say, in that analysis, whether you come to a point to think that their decision is right or wrong, if they're actually analyzing this correctly, that's a totally different decision and a totally different analysis. But what it does in coming to that truth and understanding the actual premise presented is that, hey, you know, this wasn't one of thinking that one race is above the other race. This wasn't one of being discriminatory. This wasn't something of attacking someone based on a feature of their being that they truly had no control over. And so I hope our takeaway from this thing is that, hey, the information you received, let us just take some time and go and do the research. Let us take some time to make sure positions that we hold, how we analyze things, how we view things, is based on the facts. It's based on truth. We don't allow individuals to control what we think. We don't allow individuals to control what we say. We don't allow individuals to make decisions on our behalf. We take the information. We analyze it. You know, we scrutinize it. And then we're able to I think at that point in time, we're able to confidently stand on our opinion. We're able to confidently express ourselves. But it's based on facts. We haven't gotten to a place that someone has twisted something or someone has manipulated the facts and the information that's presented to have you functioning off emotions. And like I say, this example is here just because this is how it came out. It's from a political standpoint. But what I'm saying, people, is that, look, this is important for every aspect of your life. In your businesses, in your career, in your finances. I mean, you think about it. Someone can come. You're looking to invest in a particular type of stock, and someone comes and presents some information that is a little bit warped for their own benefit to discourage you from investing in this particular stock. And then you take that information. You don't do the research. You don't delve into it. You don't try to get more insight. And you make a decision on that to say, look, I'm not going to invest. Then to come, what, 3 months after, 6 months after, a year after, and find out that the information that was presented to you, it wasn't presented accurately. You missed out on an amazing opportunity that could have been beneficial to you and your family. So what's the takeaway? Y'all, let us be like the Bereans. Let us be open-minded. Let us be eager to listen. But when it's all said and done, we're going to search it out. We're going to make sure that what people are presenting us is truth. We're not functioning blindly. Is that it's not as though we do not have access to the information to search things out for ourselves. So let's search it out. And let's make sure we're navigating on information that we've been able to review, we've been able to ascertain, we've been able to do the research on. And then formulate an opinion after we've analyzed it, after we've extrapolated, after we've scrutinized it. All right, y'all, we're making better decisions. We're becoming wiser and wiser every day. And we're taking these things and we're applying it to our daily lives so that we continue to become everything that God has created us to be, so that we're able to function in dominion, so we're able to function the power and the authority that we have. If you haven't already, go ahead and head over to wisdomunleashed.org. Get signed up for the email list. If you haven't already, got in my book, You're Worth It Because God Said So. Read a sample of it while you're over there on the website, and then jump on over to Amazon and get you a copy. Until we meet again, you all have joined Wisdom Unleashed.